Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International. I praise God for everyone who has called in. I give a shout out to all our internet listeners. I thank you for tuning in to another Kingdom Builder International broadcast. And continue to listen to the music, and I will be right back.
Your holy
Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And tonight is the second Tuesday. Apostle Leonard Emmons, my pastor, will be our speaker tonight. Glory to God. His regular scheduled time is every first Tuesday. But he will be speaking today because last Tuesday he enjoyed his birthday. Glory to God. So, Apostle, are you on the line?
Hello, yes, I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. At this time, Apostle, I yield the line to you.
Well, all right, bless God. We appreciate you, Evangelist Hannah. We appreciate you, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. We appreciate the founders of this ministry and this work of God. We praise God for Minister Prophetess Teresa Docks, she and her wonderful husband, Brother QT Quinton. We bless God for you all, as well as the rest of the Kingdom Builders, partners and supporters and helpers. We praise God for all of you this evening that are with us. And we just bless God even for the opportunity. Let us just, with a few words of prayer, let us just acknowledge the Lord further. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. We do give you glory. We give you glory, O God. We magnify and we exalt your name. We thank you for the privilege of being able to be a part of this outreach, a part of this broadcast, a part of this, Father, venue to be able to bear witness of your goodness. Father, we right now, we apply the blood of Christ Jesus afresh, the blood that speaks of better things than the blood of Abel, the blood that now bears witness of the wisdom and the glory of God in the earth. We right now apply that blood. We right now cover this opportunity and this time while we're on the air in the blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of this world. And Father, we pray, God, that even we know the Word of God says that wherever the Word of God is, wherever the blood of Jesus is applied, that the Holy Spirit bears witness mightily with the blood. And so tonight we bless God, we praise you. And Spirit of God, we do submit and subject ourselves during this time even to you, Holy Spirit. And we trust you for insight and wisdom. We trust your Holy Ghost for the yoke-destroying, burden-lifting power that represents you as you bear witness of Jesus, as you bear witness, Holy Spirit, of the Word of God, the Word made flesh. And Holy Spirit, we thank you right now, even for the angels of God, and we appropriate the angelic host even right now moving. And we pray, God, that thousands and thousands of giant warring angels with flaming swords of fire right now will be activated and released, even on behalf of those under the sound of my voice. And we welcome, Father, the heavenly manifestations. We embrace the heavenly dimension that reveals the kingdom. We decree that kingdom of God is released even during this broadcast now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We'd like you to turn in your Bibles to a couple of familiar passages of scriptures. First of all, we'd like you to go to a very wonderful scripture that I'm sure many of you love. It's found in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11. It's one that I'm sure you love just as much as I do. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Then I'd like for you to turn over to the New Testament, over to, praise God, the book of Colossians. And I'd like for us to read verse 20 of the second chapter. And I'm going to be reading from a couple of translations other than the King James this evening, so please bear with me. But listen to what it says here. It says, "Wherefore," in verse 20 of the second chapter of the book of the epistle of to the church at Colossae, the Colossians, it says, verse 20, it says, "Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, that ye subject to ordinances, and it goes on to talk about a number of different ordinances or man-made laws or regulations, etc. Then I'd like for you to go over to, in the same book of Colossians, Colossians, the third chapter, and look at verse 15. It says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called to one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God, or the word of Christ, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, tonight we want to concentrate and kind of emphasize this word peace. You know, we read there from the book of prophetic book of Jeremiah, and there the prophet, inspired by the Holy Ghost, he says that the Father has a plan. The Father, our God, has a predetermined destination for all of us. And it says here, for I know the thoughts that I have, that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Now, we want you to kind of just settle in there, especially for those of you that are dealing with so many thoughts this evening. And I'd like to read a couple of things here. And maybe some of the thoughts that you're reading are because of the plans, the purposes, the schemes, strategies, the wiles of the enemy that you're dealing with. I'm going to read the Amplified version. It's verse 20 from the second chapter of the book of Colossians. And we want to kind of just start out somewhat a contrast. Now, please listen to this. It says, if then you have died with Christ. Now, many of us, you know, as much as our confessions are right, our declarations are on point, some of us, unfortunately, are not dead with him. And that is a big problem for us, that we do ourselves a big disservice by not being dead. Now, I want you to understand something. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, we have to see ourselves dying as well on that cross. When Jesus even went into hell, and he did not go into hell because he was a sinner. He went into hell because he was the sin bearer. The Bible tells us that he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made something. Now, he went to hell in our place. He took our place. He became our substitute. Nevertheless, he went there as a 100%, 1,000% sinner. He was made sin. And he spent 3 days and three nights in hell, in the very bowels of, and the very heart, and the very core of this planet, which is where hell is. Hell itself is there. That's where hell is. Science tells us that at the very core of this planet is an unbelievable inferno, a fire that is unquenchable by man. And that's at the very heart. God created this planet. He created hell not for human beings, but for demons and unclean spirits and Satan and his crowd. I want you to understand something. Jesus went into that place called Hades, or that place of that abyss, or that hellish place, and he was there for 3 days and three nights. That's why it's important for us to preach truth. Jesus did not die on a Friday. He died on a Wednesday afternoon. And he arose from the dead 3 days, three days and three nights later on a late Saturday evening, or if you want, early Saturday, Sunday morning. Anyway, he was there. And And at the end of the 3 days and three nights, he was raised from the dead. Now, my brother, my sister, you got to see yourself as well being raised from the dead when he was raised from the dead. Now, Jesus was the firstborn from the dead. He was born again. Now, again, our subject and our emphasis tonight is on peace, but I want you to get the backdrop of what Jesus has already done for you. And even as we read this scripture here, it says, if then you have died with Christ, you, my brother, you, my sister, got to see yourself dead with Christ. Now, mind you, this is important. That's not the end, that you are dead with him, because Jesus was rose. He was risen. He was raised from the dead by the glory of God. The Father raised him from the dead. And Jesus was not only raised from the dead, but he ascended to the Father after spending time with the disciples and educating them about heaven and the kingdom of God. But when he was ascended, when he ascended to the Father, my brother, my sister, you ascended as well. The Bible tells us that Jesus was not only ascended, he ascended on a cloud and left here, left this, what we know as this earth, and he was seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, if you died with Christ, then you also were raised with him from the dead, and you and I share joint seating with Christ at the right hand of the Father. Now, you have to see yourself there. Now, listen what the rest of this in the Amplified says in verse 20 of the second chapter of Colossians. If then you have died with Christ, now listen to this, to material ways of looking at things and have escaped from the world's crude and elemental notions and teachings of externalism. Why do you live as if you still belong to the world? Why do you submit to rules and regulations such as, and it goes on to give some examples. Now, mind you, we're not going to get into all of the different rules and regulations that the various laws that we see in the world, the various laws, ordinances, rules, regulations, robbers' rules of order, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the various policies and procedures that your company, corporation, or your group might have. But I want you to hear this. It tells us here, it says, that we have escaped from the world's crude and elemental notions and teachings of externalism. Now, externalism, what in the world is that? What is externalism? It's materialism, material, natural, purely scientific ways of looking at things the world's way, based upon crude and elemental notions, suggestions, theories, concepts, ideologies about life. And many of us, unfortunately, unconsciously, we have submitted to some of these things because we were brought up in the culture that we were brought up in. That's why on previous broadcasts you may have heard me mention about we need to really examine ourselves and see if we're really in the faith. Because some of us are more Americanized than kingdomized. We need to be kingdom-minded people. And we need to be more influenced by the things above and not by the things in the earth. Now, God wants us to experience his peace. Now, if we continue to read over here, I'm going to read from the Amplified Version in the third chapter of Colossians, over here in verse 15, the Amplified reads it, and let the peace, the soul harmony, which comes from Christ. Now, mind you, Jesus The Christ right now sits at the right hand of the Father. And there is a soul harmony. There's a tranquility. There is a solitary wellness that comes from Christ. The word Christ, of course, is transliterated as the Messiah, and it means the anointed one and his anointing. And, you know, this Bible kind of gives us some information about the Christ. And you and I need to be refreshed about who the Christ is, because our full identity is in him. The Father tells us in his word in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he says that he has thoughts of peace regarding us and not of evil. If we're going to submit ourselves to externalism, And that means that we're gonna be more moved by worldly ways, not the word's way, but worldly ways of looking at things, which means that we're gonna be more moved by regular addition, arithmetic, or mathematics, and we're gonna allow 1 + 1 to rule. When our God is so multidimensional, I mean, if we really could understand how unbelievably dimensional our God is, it would cause us to swim in our heads. Externalism is materialism, material, natural, purely scientific ways of looking at things the world's way. The world's way. If we have died with Christ, then that means we're not sensitive to the world. We're not sensitive to the headlines to the degree that we're overwhelmed with fear. Remember, fear is a major enemy of ours. The Bible tells us, Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he said, God has not given us the spirit of fear. So my brother, my sister, you know, fear is based upon logic, based upon man's reasoning, man's scientific way, or another way of saying this, it's based upon externalism. It's based upon the natural order. And, you know, science is subject to the things that it discovers in nature and the natural order. But see, we, as believers, see, remember, we've been restored to our place that we had with God before the first Adam sinned. And so we're supernaturalists. We are birthed out of that supernatural realm. And God wants us to function that way daily. And yet there's so many things that war against our mind, war against our souls, wars against us making decisions based upon the word and not the world. It's crucial for you and I to be at rest. Now, remember, God's thoughts about you, my brother, God's thoughts about you, my sister, are thoughts of peace and not of evil. The devil would love to put you under condemnation and tell you that you and I have not earned the right to experience the blessings of God, which creates division, double-mindedness within us. On the one hand, we believe, and on the other hand, we don't. We're in a tug of war with unbelief. And unbelief says, no, disbelieve what you say you believe, based upon externalism, based upon the facts, based upon the expert's view. And we as believers, as people of God, as children of the Most High God, as people that now share joint seating with Jesus. Right now, I'm not talking about next week. I'm not talking about 6 years from now or whatever your eschatology might cause you to believe, whether you pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib thinkers. It really doesn't matter. The bottom line is God's word is going to be manifested. But in the meantime, you and I have to establish a point of rest. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles over here to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. Now, the book of Ephesians, of course, I know it's one of your favorite scriptures, points of view, one of your favorite epistles, the letters. Turn to the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Now, the book of Ephesians is one of the greatest books, especially for warring. And there's so much revelation about the way that we should war. It tells us about the equipment and the armor that we are supposed to use. But I want you to take note also of some of the things that the word says here about peace. First of all, let us begin our reading. I want you to just look at this verse. You know, Paul starts it off. Verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Praise God, he's talking about you, ain't he? He's talking about you, ain't he? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Verse 2, it says, grace be to you. And look what it says, and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So, my brother, tonight, right now, today, as you are exposed to this broadcast, I want you to understand there's grace that's right now coming to you. I want you to just to relax right now. Allow the grace of God to just come upon you right now. Come on. Feel that grace. Feel that favor. Come on. Allow it to touch you. I decree grace to you, my brother. I want you to understand your life is not a ball of confusion. No, God has a plan. He's predestined you, and he's predetermined. It's the wisdom of God that brought you into the earth, my brother, that brought you into the earth, my sister. And with that, God knows what he's doing. I realize right now things may be chaotic, and it may be somewhat confusing, but please don't allow the externalism of the world's system to rob you of the peace. Because now I decree peace upon you. I release peace. I decree the peace of God. That's what Paul said here, inspired by the Holy Ghost. He said, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Father says peace to you. The Son, Christ Jesus, says peace to you, my brother. Receive it right now. But look over here in the second chapter of Ephesians. And we're going to begin our reading at verse 14. It says, for he is our peace. Now, mind you, if you just go up a little bit, you see what he's talking about. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. Well, that's why you and Jesus together, you always win. Jesus is with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I will be with you until the end, whatever the end is. Jesus said, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm right now, I'm not abandoning you. I'm not leaving you as an orphan. He's with you. And because of that, look what it says now, for he is our peace. So he is our peace. It says, who has made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. So at one point in the economy of God, before Jesus, the Christ, came to the earth, there was a division in creation that was established because of the first Adam's high treason. He created a breach between God and mankind. But praise the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord of glory, Jesus Christus, came, the last Adam. Paul says, calls him, describes him as the last Adam. He came, and he has broken down this mantle, destroyed the partition that separated us. And we see that even God even established a religious system in the earth, even through Moses and through the Israel. Well, we got a chance to see that, even in the Moses' tabernacle, and as well as the temple of Solomon, and even we saw that God always had in mind, and he demonstrated with David with the tabernacle of David. God wanted to embrace his people, and he made a way even in David's day for the people to get close. And Jesus came, and he made it absolutely a beautiful thing. He completely destroyed any division that there was. He did it through his own sacrifice. He himself not only became sin for us, but he ended all of the breach and the separation that was between God and man. Jesus has destroyed that. And so right now, we have 1,000% access into the presence of God through his own blood. But he is at peace, let's keep reading, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. Jesus right now is, and he did, preach peace to us. When you and I receive the message of the gospel, it was the good news about Jesus. And we just read here, he, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, is the one that preached to us. Yes, he used a man, he used a woman, he used a vessel, an instrument. But it was the Lord himself reconciling the world, us in the world, unto himself. And he didn't count our trespasses because he took care of them. He himself became our peace. He became our peace offering. In the Old Testament, we see in Exodus, the 20th chapter, the 24th verse, and Exodus, the 24th chapter, and the 5th verse, what we see there is mentioned in the priesthood as it was being set up, that Israel established the ordinances of worship in regards to offering sacrifices. And some of the sacrifices were called peace offerings. And these peace offerings was established to be a shadow of good things to come that were going to be fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, this word peace, now, because Jesus has become our peace, we want to explore a couple of things about this peace as we look at it from the scripture. This term peace in the scripture, it comes from the Hebrew word where we get our word shalom from. Shalom. And this word comes from a word it speaks of, praise God, safety, wellness. It means to be happy. It means now welfare, health, prosperity. Peace means favor. It also means that we are whole. So whatever is not whole is to experience wholeness. Now Jesus has become our peace, and he is now taking down every wall that would keep us separated, A, from God. That was the wall, the partition that was established by the first Adam's sin. That was a wall that was erected because of his disobedience. Jesus came and destroyed that wall. Not only is to destroy division and walls between us and God, which is the major chasm that had to be destroyed, but it also was to destroy any walls or separations or barriers that we might have within ourselves. Some of us today, you know, we're double-minded. We're confused. We're not able to make decisions because we're torn between two opinions. We are weighing the wisdom of the world when we're weighing that against the wisdom of the Word. Remember now, the wisdom of the world is based upon externalism, where we are basing our lives or our decisions upon scientific fact, and you know, we can't afford to. Yeah, true enough, 1 + 1 does equal 1, but there are times when God will destroy that. There are times when we have to believe God beyond that, because he's put us into other dimensional ways of thinking. And so with that, God has destroyed those places where you and I can be double-minded, not single-minded, not having a single eye. God wants us to be single-minded. He wants us to have a single eye about things. And that comes when we just continue to rest in the fact that Jesus is our peace. Now, when we are at rest that way, there is no problem for us to be well. There's no problem for us to be happy. There's no problem for us to be healed. There's no problem for us to be prosperous. Remember, prosperity is not based upon the money you got in the bank. Prosperity is based upon whom do you trust? What do you trust? That's where our security and that's where our rest is found. Now, in the New Testament, this word peace, I want you to listen to this. Of course, this word is quite similar. It's the word, a Greek word, irene, and it's from a primary verb, which means to join. Like I said before, if you are in Christ, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs. Well, one of the things that you've inherited is this shalom, this irene, this soul peace. That's a part of your inheritance. Anything right now that is warring against you being blessed is not of God. Anything that is warring against your conscious mind and causing you not to be able to sleep or to rest at night or during the day, that is not representative of the inheritance that you got in Christ. Now, if you be dead with Christ, you also are risen with him. And that means that the benefit of you being at peace is a benefit that you're supposed to be walking in. This word, irene, it means to join. Of course, it means peace. By implication, it means prosperity. It sounds very similar, but it means one. One. There's a need for you to be one, my brother, one, my sister, one with Christ, one with Christ. I don't know if you're aware of this, but as he is, so are we in the world, in the earth. This word means one. It means quietness. Well, if you're at one, if you are in agreement with Christ, if you're seeking those things that are above and not on the earth, you're going to be one. It means to rest. It means to set at one again. Now, I realize that in itself may sound a little abstract, but believe it or not, you and I are at our best when we are at rest in the Lord. The enemy loves to play the games of us going out beyond our oneness and our agreement with Christ. The enemy understands if he can get us to extend ourselves out beyond our oneness and our covenant agreement with the Father in Christ, he can beat us. But if we are one with the Lord, then shalom is our constant benefit. Listen to this. There's some other things I want you to recognize too. I need for you to turn over to the fourth chapter of Philippians. Remember, God has thoughts of peace about you. Of course he does. It is the covenant of God. It's a covenant of blessing. And so God's thoughts about you are thoughts of peace and not of evil. He has a plan. He has a purpose. He has a desire for you. And it's based upon shalom. It's based upon resting in him, allowing his identity, allowing his provision. And remember now, if you be Christ, if you are in Christ, if you belong to the possession of Christ, that means you have been risen with him. And I realize you still got to deal with the mundane stuff, the day-to-day things that challenge you here, challenge you there. But there's a position, and it's a fascinating place that we are supposed to dwell. Remember, Jesus also said it this way. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Oh, so there's a need and a requirement for me to abide. The scripture tells us that they that abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, so you mean there's a requirement? Yes, there is, my brother. Yes, there is, my sister. You and I are required to abide with the Father. You know, you're not required to abide with the news channels, Fox News, CBS News. And I realize it does have vital information, but the information in the Word of God is more vital to us. Look over here in the fourth chapter of Philippians, and I'm going to, of course, read first from the King James Version. I know we got some King James believers, and we're almost getting there. I want you to just settle in, my brother. I've discovered that even if you and I don't completely understand everything about the Bible, and you don't have to understand everything about the Bible. You know, we got some of these scoffers out there that say, well, you know, if you say you're a believer, that means you understand everything. No, you don't have to. Do you understand everything about your car, my brother? Do you understand everything about your car, my sister? Everything? Do you understand everything about your air conditioner? Let's face it, the only thing that we really, really want out of our air conditioning of late is that the air conditioner works. We don't have to know everything there is in order to benefit from the thing that God has blessed us with. Now, I want you to understand, peace is a blessing. It is a benefit, and it's something that the Father wants you and I to enjoy. Remember, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 15 that our God is the God of peace, and that the gospel that we preach is the gospel of peace. You and I have the gospel of shalom that we're required about to tell others about in Ephesians, excuse me, in Philippians, the fourth chapter. And we got to push on a little bit. Praise God. I trust that you're being encouraged by this. In the book of Ephesians, praise God, we want to look at the fourth chapter. There's some wonderful things that are there, and it's one of my favorite vein of scripture. Praise God. And we want to begin our reading at verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, if you're going to enjoy the peace of God, one of the keys, and I tell you, this is a very important key, you've got to rejoice in the Lord. You're required. It is necessary for you to be to enjoy life. And one of the things to help you to enjoy life is rejoicing. You rejoicing in the Lord is going to help you so that you can entertain God. Now, when you what am I saying? The Bible tells us that God, he inhabits, he lives and abides in the praises of his people. We've been talking about praise and worship now for weeks and months at the ministry, and I'm going to tell you right now, dear brother, dear sister, if you don't praise, if you don't worship God, that means you don't enjoy the presence of God. You don't benefit. Now, mind you, when God comes on the scene, he changes the atmosphere. And I'm going to tell you something else. He changes you and I. When his presence comes, Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He said, let your, verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men, that is at hand. It says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be an externalism person. Don't be moved by external things. Don't be moved by the world system and the world's way of doing things. Be moved by the word. Be careful for nothing, that in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Here's another thing. Once you rejoice before the Lord, praise the Lord, and God now has come to what? Sit in your presence. You created now a throne for him to come. You've enthroned him with your praise. You've enthroned him with your worship. You've enthroned him with adoration. And because now he's come down, now it's time to make demands upon the Lord. As you have hallowed him and as you have celebrated him and magnified him and enlarged him, and then you created this great throne for him to come. He comes and now you to make your request made known to him. Now, after you make your request made known, since he's come, listen to this, and the peace of God, verse 7, the peace of God. Ah. Now, this Bible tells us that Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace. The 9th chapter of Isaiah in the 6th verse tells us that unto us a child is born. And it goes on to talk about this child that was going to be born. And it talks about how this child was going to have the government upon his shoulders. One thing that it said, that he himself would be the Prince of Peace. That he's the Prince of Peace. He's this prince ruler. He's this king of peace. He's this ruler of shalom. And when he comes on the scene, he brings his presence, and he arrests all fears and all apprehension, all anxieties and worries. His presence brings his rule. Now listen to this, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds, through Christ Jesus. Oh, so you mean to say that in order for me to have peace, that I have to be one with Christ? Yes, that's what I'm saying. You can't be, you know what, I'm going to trust God 50%, I'm going to trust God 80%, 90%. No, it has to be 100%. You have to actually submit and yield yourself and place yourself in a position of absolute surrender to Christ. Now, the benefit is that we experience prosperity, wellness, wholeness. Why? That comes because now we're one with Him. We're not seeking the latest thing that's on the commercials. We're not trying to go out and get that, this latest thing that commercials and the advertising and the big business now they want us to. No, we're seeking those things that are above at the right hand of the Father. We're surrendering to Jesus' rule. Now, this is important for us so that we can experience the peace of God like He wants. Now, I'm going to read from a translation. It's from Richard Francis Waymoth's translation. We're almost done. Verse 4 in this translation. It says, always rejoice in the Lord. Always. So you complainers out there, you know, and you're born again, you need to stop it. This, because you complain, it only represents that you are not one with Christ. For you complainers and you gripers and you folk that are always looking at what the Joneses got, what the Joneses are doing. The Jones got a new car today. Hey, hey, hey. Hooray for the Joneses. Celebrate it. The question is, you are a believer. Whatever the Joneses are doing, that's the Joneses. Don't worry about them. The Bible says, take no thought. Don't be anxious for nothing. It says, always rejoice in the Lord. I repeat it. Rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Listen to this. Do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and earnest pleading, together with thanksgiving, let your request be unreservedly made known before God. In other words, some of us are tripping up and mad, with the Lord about stuff we haven't even requested. We haven't even petitioned God. And we're mad, and the Bible tells us that, you know, we got to ask. Yeah, we know God will, he'll answer unasked prayers. You know, He knows already what we need, but God has also established the kingdom this way. He said, you know, ask, and it shall be given. It's a seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. So, you know, you shouldn't be upset at what you think God is not doing, especially if you have not been following the kingdom way of doing things. It says you need to make your request known before God. Listen to this. So will the peace of God, which surpasses all power of thought. Some of us, our minds are racing because we've given in to externalism, to worldly ways of doing things. Well, we are so divided. We're double-minded. We're schizophrenic. You know, one day we believe this, one day we, you know, some people, they change their mind so much, you know, it's like, who am I talking to? And God does not want it. He wants us to be one with Him, which means that we have to abide with Him. We need to find out, get in His book, spend some time with Him so that we can be fully aware of what He wants. Now, it's important for us to be at rest in this. It says, this peace will surpass all power of thought. And it's not talking about the thoughts of God. Remember, God's thoughts about you and for you are thoughts of peace and not of evil. It's talking about these thoughts from the other camp. It says, let His peace be a garrison to guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, it tells us, and then it gives us some things that we're to think on, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But I want you to listen to this from the Amplified Version, We're almost there. Praise God. Come on. I know y'all praying. You know, because God has established that he wants you to enjoy peace tonight. Peace is what he wants. Shalom is, I release shalom to you, my brother. I release shalom to you, my sister. Listen to this. Verse 7, the Amplified Version. I'm going to read verse 6 because it's so wonderful as well. It says, do not fret. Do we have any fretters out there tonight? Or have any anxious or anxiety about anything. Anybody anxiety, having an anxiety attack? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, not ambiguous requests, a request that have no substance, but definite requests with thanksgiving. Oh, by the way, when you petition God, you know, get your thanksgiving on. You know, believe you receive appropriated by faith. Thanking, you thanking God is the sign that you've received. And I'm not talking about thanking God before you physically have the goods in your possession. I'm talking about thanking God before you see the manifesting. Because, see, that's a sign of faith. It's to continue to make your wants known to God. Listen to verse 7. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation and or deliverance through Christ. You got to see yourself delivered through Christ. Now, listen to this real good here. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, if you are a believer today, if you're born again, if you a new creature in Christ Jesus, our Lord, when Jesus died on the cross, my brother, my sister, you died. When Jesus went to hell for those 3 days and three nights, you went to hell. For those 3 days and three nights. You were there with him, in him. When Jesus was raised from the dead, remember Jesus, like I said earlier, he was raised from the dead, and he was the first born again man. However, he was experiencing salvation as the first born again man. So Jesus, and I know some of you with your theology, you know, right now you're saying, I'm really going too far. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus was saved. He was the first man or the first creature saved. He was the first human being saved. He experienced salvation for the first time himself. He was saved. Jesus was saved as a sinner. Might he never sin, he became sin. He was the first person saved. And he also was the first person healed by the power of God from that state. He was the first person to experience deliverance. Now, mind you, he experienced that first so that you and I can experience it now. That's another reason why we want you to be one with Christ. Well, see, if you're one with Christ, that means that you're already saved, healed, delivered, set free, that you're prosperous and successful, because, see, salvation encompasses all of that. But it's all in him. So you and I need to connect and be one with him so that we can experience this peace. And read it again. And God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of soul of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. Now, you don't tell me that you're assured of your salvation, that you're saved, that you're born again, you're on your way to heaven anyhow. But I want you to understand, a part of that benefit package is soul peace and tranquility. And so, now listen to this, I'm going to start again, because I want you to hear this thought. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation and deliverance through Christ, and so fearing nothing. The thing that right now is on your radar right now, my brother, on your radar right now, my sister, that causes you to be a little nervous, a little upset. How are you going to pay the rent, the mortgage? How are you going to pay for the car note? And how are you going to sign up doses? And, you know, the prices have gone up. It's causing you to be agitated. It causes you to be disturbed, double-minded, and where now unbelief doesn't seem like a bad idea. It says, and so fearing nothing. God does not want you to be afraid, my brother. If you just look back, he's been taking care of you. If you just be honest with yourself and God, you know, without being religious, and look back over the course of your life since you've been born again, and even as you look back, even before you are born again, God has always been there for you. He's always come through for you. He's never left you nor forsaken you. So why are you sweating it? Why are you upset? Why are you complaining, griping? Why are you snapping on people? Just get one with God. Just get one with him. Get one with Christ. Submit to him. Abide in him. Allow him to abide in you. Abide in his word. Get in his word. Get around Holy Ghost folk. Holy Ghost feel folk that love Jesus more than you do. Allow the presence of God as you rejoice before the Lord to overwhelm all of that darkness, all of that fear and anxiety. It says, fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God, my brother, if you decide that you're going to allow Christ, allow the Lord himself to rule in that situation that you supposedly got control over, but it got you messed up. You can't sleep at night and you got things in your stomach making noises. Why don't you just settle in? Just say, you know what? I'm not gonna worry anymore. Why don't you just rejoice before the Lord? Why don't you just give him some glory? Why don't you magnify the Lord? Why don't you exalt his name? Why don't you bless his name? Why don't you give him some glory? Why don't you become a governor of praise? Why don't you bless God anyhow? Now, when you do that, God's coming. He's going to come and make himself known to you. He's going to take your mind off of those external, natural, scientific things. He's going to cause you to be more word-minded than worldly-minded. Now, mind you, listen to this. You said, but I need to replace my thoughts with some things that are helping. Well, I'm going to give you some idea in conclusion for you to think on. I want you to listen to this. We're going to read from the King James. Now, some of you, praise God, you may have another translation. I want you to listen to this. I love this. It said, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, most of the stuff the enemy tries to destroy us with, if not 1,000% of lies. Paul said, inspired by the Holy Spirit, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. If you continue to watch slanderous TV programs, lying, gossiping, no wonder you're challenged. They're dishonest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Wow. My. Those are the things we should be thinking about, thinking on. If we can allow the God of peace, and Jesus is the God of peace, he's the Prince of Peace. He wants to rule in our hearts. He will designate Shalom to come as an umpire of your heart. The Bible says that the peace of God will garrison. The Bible says that the peace of God will guard, will sit as a citadel, a citadel. An armed guard over your heart. See, that's what the devil wants. He wants your heart. He wants you to be corrupted in your heart with fear. He wants you to be corrupted in your heart with anxiety. But if you allow the peace of God to carry and to guard and to stay there and to secure your heart and secure the perimeter of your heart, it will bring you into a place of rest. And that is your portion tonight. That's your portion today, my brother. That's your portion today, my sister. Rest. I release rest upon you tonight. I decree the rest of Jesus upon you tonight. I decree Shalom, the kingdom peace upon you tonight. I want you to be kingdomized tonight. I want you to walk in the dimensions of the kingdom. Jesus has become your peace, and he wants to remain your peace. The peace of God right now is upon you right now, my brother, and I want you to allow it, my sister, to garrison against the works of darkness. As we conclude tonight, I want to agree with you, my brother. I want to agree with you, my sister, about specific, about definite things that you're concerned about and that you require and that you need right now. Father, I touch and agree with my brother and my sister, those under the sound of my voice right now, and especially for those that are listening that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God, that have not received you, Jesus, as their personal Savior, Lord. And right now, I touch and agree with you, my brother. I touch and agree with you, my sister. And the Bible says that in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And so I pray right now, my brother and my sister, that you harden not your heart and that you submit even to the good news and the gospel of peace that I've shared this day. And right now, I just want you to submit to the gospel of peace. Submit to the Prince of Peace himself. Submit even to the King of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus of Nazareth. Right now, I just need for you to repeat after me, my brother. Repeat after me, my sister. Lord, I believe the word. Just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I repent of my sins. Where I've been away from you, divided and separated from you because of sin. I believe the Bible. And Father, right now, your word says that Jesus has come to the earth to be my peace offering. He took upon himself my sin. He became my sin bearer. And according to the gospel, I receive the gospel. I welcome the truth about Jesus. I acknowledge Jesus as my Savior. I receive him as my Lord right now. I receive him into my heart as my King. I believe that Jesus came, that he lived, he died for my sins, and that you, Father, raised him from the dead. I receive him now as my King and Lord, my Savior. Father, I thank you that I'm saved right now, according to the Bible, in Romans the 10th chapter. Father, I call upon you now, and I ask that you would save me. Save me, O God. The Bible says, he that calleth upon the Lord shall be saved. Father, I thank you that I'm saved right now. I receive the Holy Spirit right now into my life. I welcome you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, right now I pray for my brother, I pray for my sister that just prayed with me, Father, right now. I also pray for my brother, I pray for my sister that is a part of this broadcast, those that are challenged with different problems and different circumstances that has caused them to be challenged, upset, afraid, and nervous about what's going to happen in their lives. And Father, right now, I come against the spirit of fear. I bind up the spirit of fear. I rebuke and bind up every circumstance or situation, Father, that is warring against their minds, warring against their souls in the name of Jesus. And Father, I cover my brother, I cover my sister, everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. And Father, we draw from the strength of your presence, even by the blood of Jesus now. And Father, I pray, God, that you would cause shalom, soul, peace, tranquility, health, wellness, prosperity, success to fall upon, to be activated in my brother's life, in my sister's life, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that the power of God would be released right now. I pray that the angels of God would smash, dismantle, destroy, bind up, tie up, and fasten up the works of the enemy in my brother's life, in my sister's life, in Jesus' name. Father, I decree that the glory of God right now is overwhelming those under the sound of my voice. I release the kingdom of God, and I decree the kingdom advancing, enlarging, exponentially, increasing, expanding the kingdom, enlarging the territory of our Lord and Savior, fulfilling the word of God, the prophetic word, which states that the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. And I release exponential blessing, exponential advancement, exponential prosperity and success. I decree the King of Peace ruling and reigning in your life right now, my brother. I release healing. I decree that you are healed, my brother. I decree that the Lord of the breakthrough is released in your life, that barrier, that wall, that partition that has been up and restricted you and constricted you from moving forward, I decree that wall dismantled now in Christ Jesus' name. I decree that families are being reconciled now, that family squabbles and quarrels and division are dissolved now in Christ Jesus' name. Those of you under the sound of my voice where there has been family rifts and there's been problems between brothers and sisters and other family members, cousins and husbands and wives, I decree that those walls and partitions are destroyed now. And my brother, my sister, as an act of faith, I want you now to go to them. And I want you to understand, as you go to them and go to them in the strength of shalom, in the strength of the peace of God, and go and befriend them again. And for some of you, that means you're going to have to act like Christ, and you're going to have to forgive them. Now remember, the peace of God is with you. The strength of God is with you to do it. It's just a matter of a decision. Now, mind you, the presence of God is on you right now. That's why, my brother, that's why you're thinking like that. You're thinking, well, you know, maybe we can restore that relationship. I'm telling you, you can. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And his strength is on you now to do it. So make the call tonight. Make the call today. I mean, do what you can. Some of you may need to just go and buy a gift, a card, and just extend it to them and say, you know what, I'm sorry, I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but let them know that the love of Christ constrains you to move forward and repair the relationship. Father, right now we thank you for the power of God. We call forth the Spirit of God to empower my brother, empower my sister, to bridge those relationships. Father, I right now pray, God, that you move in the areas of economics and that you move mightily, Father, to bring increase financially, because this is a part of this covenant blessing. And you, as the God of peace, you're the King of peace, you're the Prince of Peace, Jesus, and the peace is also incorporated in financial blessings and prosperity. We praise and bless you right now, Lord, for moving mightily in this area. And we give you glory and praise tonight, even for your thoughts of peace right now, ruling and reigning in us, and you operating dimensionally as the God of peace throughout our affairs. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for the word of apostle. Glory to God. Kingdom Builders International, thank you for coming on. The Lord continue to use you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you.
At this time, we do have time for some prayer requests, or we just have a comment. The boys are open. You can come forth now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Of all people in the world, the praise, God. Glory to your name, Lord. I can hear you.
Praise God. This is Prophet Barisha, and I wanted to again thank you and thank Apostle for just coming forth and just loving on God's people enough to just set time aside to just pour into the people of God. And truly, I know that those that are on the line, they sat at the table, and all the lines that they're there, and I know that they ate good food tonight, talking about God's peace and having that peace. And I just want to thank you, Apostle, because every time I hear you teach, and I was listening to a CD of your teaching earlier today, and I just bless God for you and all the gifts that is stirred up inside of you. And I just want to lift, just cover you with a word of prayer, because I know as you pour out such mighty and anointed word from the Lord, the enemy don't like that. And I just want to cover you with prayer.
Praise God.
Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our pastor. We thank you for Apostle Emmons, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, that he is faithful to you, Lord God. And Father, we just ask you right now that the good work that you have started in him, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that it shall be completed, and everything that you have given to him, Lord God, inside his spirit, Father, all his visions, everything that you have purposed, Lord God, for his life to be manifested through him, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that every single desire, Lord God, that it is lining up with your word, Lord God, and it will be manifested in this earth realm in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now that all the blessings be upon him, that they overtake him and his family and everything that concern him, and even Living Way Christian Center, Father. We cover every member of the church, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that everyone is kingdomized in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, that he will condemn, we will condemn, Lord God, and you have already condemned in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, that he has spoken over your people tonight, Lord God, Father, that seed is planted, Lord God. You say some plant, some water, and you give the increase. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have established a good work Father, yes, we just thank you, Father, for the vessel of honor that he sanctified in you, Lord God, for the master's use. And, Lord God, prepare for every good work. And we thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of his warfare, Lord God, is not carnal but mighty through God, and he pulling down strongholds. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that he's led by your Spirit, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that he is marching a king's highway as a soldier, Father. And, Father, as he submits to you, Lord God, we just thank you, Father, that you're using him and you're giving him desire. Every desire, Lord God, that is manifested right now by your Spirit, you can with two or three, such an agree, Lord God. You said that you would be in the midst, Lord God. Father, you said that you would hear and that you would answer in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for the answer. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessing that's in your minion of God. In Jesus' holy name, we pray and we say amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless God. Thank you so much, woman of God. Thank you so much, prophetess.
God bless you, Apostle. Truly, we were blessed tonight. And I just want to ask, is there anyone on the line that have a comment or want to say anything before we close out, just to encourage the man of God, or even just to say that you received tonight? Amen. Well, we see you on the board,
praise
and we know you're there.
Praise God. Praise God.
And that's a good thing in itself.
Yes, yes. Bless God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Praise God. And I do appreciate you all's encouragement and your well wishes. And I'm glad to be here, in, as they say, another year. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Apostle. And happy belated birthday. We missed you on last week, but we know that that was a blessed day of the Lord. And we did play a recording. So God is still moving forward, even when you were here.
well, praise God. We appreciate that. And, you know, it's a tremendous blessing to be a part of Kingdom Builders International. And, you know, you all are doing a wonderful, great, excellent work. And we pray that you all keep it up. And the sacrifice is one that the Lord is well pleased with. It is a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. And we praise God for all of the partners and those that are connected to this venue. You know, it's a blessing.
Amen. Well, we certainly appreciate you. You know, you're sowing into the ministry by every word that you teach, and we can go into archives and listen to it over and over, sound doctrine from the Lord. And so we're blessed to even have you, Apostle, as our leader, and even, you know, in being in the ministry with you.
Praise God.
We want to thank you once again. And we want to, if you want to laugh before we close out, we just want to thank all the listeners for tuning in and coming on faithfully. And we're almost here almost every night. So we want to encourage you. We're here Thursday night with Apostle Carlton Clark Richardson, the Warfare Hour.
Yes.
And that's an awesome, he brings an awesome anointed word from the Lord. And then on Saturday, I am online, and we're going to have some more speakers coming on. And my Saturday, we're expanding. And then also, Evangelist Hannah is on Tuesday, and she's in the program, so I don't really have it all before me, but it is posted on the Blog Talk. So you can go to www.blogtalk.com/Kingdom Builders International, and you can look at the whole lineup. We have others that's coming on, Kingdom Kings coming on with Youth Talk. And they're going to be coming on for 1 hour once a week. So we're grateful to what God is doing. And I'll tell you, you just cannot get enough of God's word.
Yes.
Because always, I don't care how many times we read the word of God, he'll just always give you more. So we just ask everyone on the line to just tonight ask God to increase your appetite for his word.
Yes.
Just ask him to increase it. And if you get before him, I'm telling you, and if it's in honesty and truth, and God will answer you. He will answer you. We're on our prayer line every Tuesday and Friday. We intercede for all the speakers on Blog Talk and their ministries at 5 a.m. every Tuesday and Friday morning. And you can, if you want to connect with us in prayer, you can dial 218-895-0280. And the passcode is the word pray. Just come on in. We do worship. We do communion. We fellowship with communion as well. And that's every Tuesday and Friday. So we encourage you to come in and join us. And we're working our way up to 7 days a week. So we want you to just keep us lifted up in prayer.
Yes.
As we are on the journey with you, that you come on in and call somebody up and tell them that the word of God is going forth on the Blog Talk. So, again, Evangelist Hannah, is there anything you want to say before we end the program?
No, there's nothing I want to say. Bless you, Apostle. Thank you again. Love you. Enjoyed the word. And I received what you said tonight. Glory to God.
Well, bless you, woman of God. Bless the both of you. I love you both. I love your families and what you're doing to extend the kingdom. And we praise God for all of you that are out there as well. It's a blessing to be a part of the kingdom and to be a servant. Amen.
Amen. I want to give a shout-out to Apostle Clark. I see he's on the board. And Apostle Delaney, I see that she's on. I'm not trying to blast you out, but I just wanted to give a shout-out to you. God bless you both, and thank you for tuning in as well.
Yes. Bless God for all of you, especially you two and the rest. Amen, because y'all on the wall. I mean, don't come down. I know you're getting invitations to come down, but don't RSVP, just deny that.
Amen. I like that one. Well, God bless everyone, and we're just going to release you, and we just thank you again. We cover you with the blood of Jesus, your family, everything that concerns you, and then every word that Apostle spoke out tonight, that it would be part of your life, that it would be part of your lifestyle for the glory of God, so that you can go out and win souls and bring them in to the kingdom of God, and they can be developed.
Yes.
And when you get before the Father, that he'll look at you and say, thou good and faithful servant, well done. We just send blessings to you. We thank you. Tune in on Thursday. We'll be blessed to have you at 8 p.m. We'll be on the line, ready to receive you. Everyone have a blessed night, and just show the love of God to someone, and have a wonderful rest of the week. So God bless you all. Hallelujah. Good night, Apostle.
All right. Good night. God bless. All right. Now, good evening. Bye-bye.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice unto the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence.